morning from the Q Morning Zoo. Rise and shine with folks like you. Good morning from the Q Morning Zoo. Get up with the Morning Q Zoo.
Searching the Bay Area airwaves, it's hard to find something more comical, more outrageous, more controversial than the Q Morning Zoo, that group of zanies which comprises the 6 to 10 a.m. morning show on Q105 radio. It's the highest rated morning show in the Bay Area. In fact, more people listen to the Q Zoo than all of the early evening sports talk shows combined. The show contains everything with a cast of thousands. But in reality, it's created from the minds and voices of just two people, Cleveland Wheeler and Scott Shannon. Cleveland and Scott, along with news director Pat Brooks, are the reason why every morning you probably end up laughing all the way to work.
We're wired for sound triple. We got lights going. Dave Saint running around. Say something funny. Say something funny.
Scott Shannon came to the Bay Area in 1981. He's been in the radio business for 11 years, but he's never had as much fun with it as he's having now.
One of the nice things about what we're doing is it's comedy, it's entertainment, it's information. I mean, I read newspapers, magazines, talk to people, call other disc jockeys. We get things off television, you know. It's just completely 360 degrees. It's a look at the world through our eyes. I'm kind of boring when I'm not on the radio. I'm quiet. I'm very shy in public places.
Scott literally spends all his waking hours thinking, talking, and promoting the Q Zoo. You may have seen him, along with Cleveland, at Bay Area malls, signing autographs, on local TV telethons, or even as host of Channel 44's Saturday Night Drive-In Movie.
Describe Cleveland Wheeler. Cleveland Wheeler is a deck with 51 guards.
Cleveland Wheeler is the other half of the Q Zoo, more cerebral, more quick-witted than his counterpart. Most of the character voices on the show are his, and he spends hours preparing them. As diverse as Cleveland and Scott's personalities are, it's the chemistry between them that makes their show work.
I don't think we were an instant success. I mean, people had to know after a short while that we were kidding and we weren't serious about a lot of things. But we like to make people aware through satire that there are serious things going on, but people do have control and destiny over their lives. And at the same time, they can laugh about things.
Kathy Begley, feature writer for Tampa Bay Magazine, puts it another way.
One of the things I admire about them is that they do take risks, and sometimes their jokes fall flat, and other times they work real well.
Names like Kathy Begley, Bob Hite, Jack Harris, and Joe Kotfuss figure prominently in their show. All have been victims of the Q Zoo celebrity roast.
Nothing is sacred, but then again, when we get serious, people know we're serious. But sometimes there are injustices in the community that just seem to slip by if nobody says, hey, and stops and captures them.
Sometimes it seems so
easy. We really love doing what we're doing. I mean, we're having more fun than we've ever had in our life.
Out of all the things that people will remember about Scott Shannon in Tampa Bay, what would you like them to remember the most?
That we cared about the area in which we live, and we tried to help, and we made people laugh, and had a lot of fun.
What would you like people to remember about the Q Zoo?
That they laughed.
What would you like people to remember about Cleveland Wheeler?
That they laughed.
What the hell is that?
The perfect country and western song, ladies and gentlemen, of the Q Morning Zoo. Nobody can do it like we do it.
And that's the truth.